And for a long time he will enjoy and observe them enjoying Jannat. And he will hesitate very much, but finally he won't be able to make sabr, and he will say, Ya Allah, Allah Ta'ala will say, now what you want? He will say, Oh Allah, I see the people of Jannat enjoying themselves. Ya Allah, if you can just take me nearby Jannat, so I can see the people enjoying them better. That's all. You're not going to ask for anything more. No, Ya Allah, nothing else. So Allah Ta'ala will take him and put him near Jannat, and he will be watching closely how the people are enjoying. And he will see, and the desire will grow in his heart, oh, if only I could enter into Jannat. But he will hesitate, he will be ashamed to ask, because he promised Allah is not going to ask anymore. And so it will carry on for a long time, he will hesitate, and then finally he will say, Ya Allah, if only I could enter into Jannat. Allah will say, you're asking again now. You said you're not going to ask anymore. Ya Allah, let me also enter into Jannat. So Allah Ta'ala will say, okay, oh my Banda, how many times you said you're not going to ask anything more? But every time you said that, you broke your word. Nevertheless, you want to enter into Jannat, come, I enter you into Jannat. And this will be the last person to enter into Jannat. When he will enter into Jannat, Allah Ta'ala will give him a kingdom that will be the size of this earth and 10 times the size of this earth. This will be the size of the Jannat of the lowest Jannat. Subhanallah, my dear friends. And Allah Ta'ala will say to him, Oh my Banda, this is your Jannat. Take this Jannat. You will see the little bit of it. You will say, Ya Allah, are you mocking me? I am your servant. You are mocking me. You are giving me so much. Allah Ta'ala will say, this is nothing. Take this and take 10 times. And it is said, my dear brothers, the last person to enter Jannat, it will take him 1,000 years before he will be able to see all the things Allah gave him in his Jannat. All his palaces, and all his castles, and all his orchards, and all his trees, and all his conveyances, and all his hoods, and all his hilman, and all the rivers, and all the bounties, and all the blessings. مَا لَا عِينٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَتَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. That which the eye has never seen, which the ears have never heard, which the mind has never conceived, that is what Allah Ta'ala will give to him in Jannat. And when he will go and look at everything, it will take him 1,000 years just to see, let alone to enjoy it. And this is a little glimpse of the Jannat of the last person to go. What about those people? إِنَّهَا لَدَرَجَاتْ. Jannat has got many, many darajas. The distance between one daraja to the next daraja is the distance between the earth and the sky. The people from the lower darajas of Jannat, when they will look at the people on the upper darajas, it is like how a person standing on the earth is looking at the stars in the sky. High, high darajas. Allah Ta'ala must grant us Jannatul Firdaus. That is the dua that a mu'min must always make. Don't look at our amal, just look at the mercy and rahmat of Allah and ask for Jannatul Firdaus. And there the people will visit each other. Every person will be given. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, Ya Rasulullah, if somebody wants to go and visit somebody in another part of Jannat, a friend, his relative or his connection or somebody or some close associate of his, how is he going to go and visit? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah Ta'ala will give him a horse that is made with red color ruby. And this horse will have wings. And he'll jump on this horse, and this horse will fly with him like a helicopter. It will take him to the destination, to the place he wants to go. And that will be in split seconds. And the people of Jannat will enjoy all these ni'mats, my dear friends. And more and more, more and more ni'mats. Every moment the ni'mats will keep increasing. There will be no decreasing of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala in Jannat. This is قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. There at the end Allah says, الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Those people who have this kamil iman, and have complete success with all the attributes of Iman, الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ, they will inherit Jannatul Firdaws. Let us strive to build these qualities in us, my dear friends, so that Allah Ta'ala can make us deserving of Jannatul Firdaws. When the people of Jannat will be enjoying the ni'mat of Jannat, suddenly they will feel a light, a very bright light, a sudden noor will overtake the people in Jannat. And every person will be compelled to look up to the top, that where is this noor and where is this light coming from? And when they will look up, my dear friends, they will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala will say, As-salamu alaykum ya ahl al-jannah. Allah Ta'ala will make salam to the people of Jannah. Salamun qawlam min Rabbir Rahim. There will be salamun qawlam min Rabbir Rahim. Allah Rabbul Izzat Himself will make salam to the people of Jannah. And Allah will talk to the people of Jannah. The last person to enter into Jannah, at least 3 times Allah will speak to him alone. Leave everybody else out. May Allah Ta'ala grant us that Jannah, my dear friends. This month of Ramadan is to ask of Allah Ta'ala for the Jannah. And Jannah is not something that will just come with wishing for it and just having big hopes and wishes without effort, without sacrifice, without qurbani, without mujahada. We will have to crush our desires in this dunya. Then Allah will give us Jannah in the akhirah. But if a person wants to carry on following his desires and nafs in this dunya, then it is difficult to reach Jannat. Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu amila lima ba'd al-maut. The intelligent person, according to the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that person who controls his nafs and he makes amal for the life of the hereafter. والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله الأماني. Then the foolish person is that person who follows his nafs and desires, and then he has big hopes. Allah will give me this and Allah Ta'ala will give me that. No, this dunya is a place of mujahada. This dunya is a place of sacrifice. It's a crushing of desires here. When we will crush our desires and we will engage in various forms of ibadat, etc., then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us Jannat. Let us make dua, Allah Ta'ala must give us all this sifat of Iman. In that ayat, that is this ruku, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَائِلُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. These are the 6 outstanding qualities that have been mentioned with regard to the people of Kamil Iman. But now we don't have time to go into the details of each one of these qualities. You know, it was a long day for many of our brothers. Inshallah Ta'ala, later on sometime, if Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq, then we will talk about this in greater detail. Now Inshallah Al-Aziz, we'll make a little bit of zikr. This is the month of zikr, and to polish and shine our hearts with zikrullah, and then dua Inshallah, and we'll conclude.